is the base jump comedy pot oven.
Yo, that sh- is babies.
This week presenting.
Discussing dance with dance instructors.
Featuring.
Boots.
Order up in three, two, one.
Okay, hi.
Oh, I hate this.
Hi, welcome to 6, 7, 8. I am bored room. And I am so glad to be here. And I'm here with my favorite dance instructors. A little bit about me first. I am a breakdancing instructor. I specialize in cardboard box beatdowns. That's me. Over to the rest of the people in the booth.
Yes, that is me. I am the Latin lover of Latin dances. It is me, Mercurio Alejandro Dante Santos del Domingo.
Awesome.
I know all the bachata. I know the salsa. I know the 1-2 step. I know the chicken dance. And my favorite, the wave from the other side of the street. And then, oh, you're not actually waving back. I'll move on.
I love that. It's amazing.
Hey, g'day. My name is Beyonce Bowles. And I was a farmer for 35 years down in Wanaka. Recently moved into agricultural dancing and teaching the locals about how to do some of my famous moves. Some of them include the seed drill. Also, I'm quite famous for the combine harvester, the lawnmower, and the weed whacker. I'm pretty efficient. And I'm just bloody stoked, mate. I'm just bloody stoked to be around some different types of dance.
I'm going to end it there. I am Vogelbred.
Vogelbred.
Yeah, I am a Russian ballet dancer. I come from Russia. I do the ballet. I get visa. I come here. I stand on my toes. People go woo, 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 woo. I go whatever.
Oh, I gotta say, even that was really inspiring. That was, yeah, it was hard to digest.
Yes, I understand it.
Well, thank you everyone for being here at 6, 7, 8. I'd
like to talk about my dancing now.
Okay, all right, go for it, Vogelbred.
Okay, no, Vogelbred.
Vogelbred.
Yes.
Vogelbred?
No, Vogel, singular.
Vogelbred.
Singular.
Okay.
Singular Vogel.
Fine.
Okay, my dancing is good. I'll tell you what I eat in a day, which is like my dancing. I just like a routine I do every day. I eat 1 almond.
Okay, I was expecting a bit more, but that sounds pretty good. I like to eat just tiny titties is really what I eat.
You've got to eat more than that. You're hip hopping.
I'm breakdancing, but I eat just a lot of tiny. I eat about 75 packets a day.
Do you have the ones with the chocolate on the outside or on the inside?
No, it's got to be chocolate chip all the way. Yeah, that's right. That's what I do to keep my dancers physique. Yeah. What about you guys? What's the secret to your guys' wonderful dancing
mine
bodies?
Mine is almond.
My bloody secret is probably kidney and grass pies. It usually goes down quite
sorry,
well.
Sorry, you said kidney and glass, glass pies?
Kidney and grass.
Glass like from window?
No, with the R, okay. The grass pies.
Grass pies.
It was actually a bit of a family recipe, from the bowls recipe. You know, growing up, my mum always said, you know, if you're going to grow up big and strong, eat this fucking grass. And
you say grass, is this real grass?
Yeah, well, growing up on a farm, you don't get a lot of nutrients and you learn pretty quickly.
But do you not have animals? We have animal in Russia.
No, actually, we didn't have any animals.
So did you grow up in field?
We mainly harvested turnips.
Turnip farm.
Oh,
turnip farm.
I love turnips.
Oh, really?
Wow.
Yes, keep going. Yes.
Well, you know, when you're growing up on a turnip farm, you get pretty damn sick of the turnips and just started eating just grass.
I have to say, where I grew up really shaped my dancing and how I go about my day. Because I grew up in the hood. And this is why I'm a breakdance teacher. I know how to pop and lock it and drop it. I teach the kids to get jiggy with it. That, and that shaped who I am today.
You say you grew up in the hood, but you are far too happy to be wearing a hood. So what?
Yeah, so I grew up in this hoodie that I'm currently wearing. Okay. Yeah. But also, in a tough neighborhood, that was full of dancing, songs
like the movie Fame.
I did. Yes, it was exactly like that.
Step Up.
I actually think I read something about you saying that you actually used to be a mobster.
I did.
You kind of broke out of a life of crime, hard crime.
But flesh thorns.
I did.
I read it in your autobiography. It says right here, born in the streets of Oriental Bay.
Yes, I know. I used to be part of a mob of mums that would walk down the beach. You know, we would always pick up litter, we'd patrol the streets. So I was, you know, I was a pretty scary person, but I've broken away from that.
You grew up as a mum?
I did. I grew up as a mum wearing a hoodie.
That is crazy.
Well, let me tell you my secret. You see, with my dancing, it's all about the connection, especially that long gaze with your partner. There's nothing more deep and romantic when you just look at the woman's eyes and she stares back and just like, just get on the bus, pay your fare, please. Sorry,
it sounds like you're just talking about normal things that you do every day and calling it dancing.
What? Of course they're called dancing.
What I do is dancing.
Just because I may teach while waiting in line for my coffee every morning, and when they yell, one frappuccino for Mercurio, Selena Gomez, Dante, Saint Nicolas, I'm just like, yes, that's me. That's a dance.
It's just strange, though, that you're managing to charge people for those lessons?
I'm not saying it's a lucrative business, but I can finally afford Spotify Plus.
Spotify Plus.
So I can play the most romantic music from the Latina goddesses Jennifer Lopez, Gloria Estefan, Jacinda Ardern.
I have to say, I have been making quite a bit of money as well with my dancing. I can now afford Amazon Primo so that I can watch movies that remind me of my childhood, like American Gangster and Fame. Scarface and Fame.
And 13 going on 30.
And, yes. Yeah. I just relate to all those characters. So, yeah, being able to really charge out has made a big difference. Yeah.
Yes. Question.
Answer.
Okay. That's all I had to say. You are very, very clever over here. I might say that you're very clever.
You know, I actually can relate. When I was farming all those years and I was, you know, feeling inspired by a lot of the techniques that we'd use in the crops, I noticed that my mother would come up to me and say, hey, you move pretty well when you cut those turnips. And for the longest time, I never knew what she was referring to. And it turns out I had just the thickest butt, you know, and I just... And I realized that I could actually monopolize on my thick butt and my sexy moves with my farming equipment. So when I have my students in my classroom, I just give them weed whackers, I give them seed drills, I give them my oldest student that I've got in my class, actually, Tracy Abrams. She's got... Her efficiency with the tractor is without question. Absolutely without question. You should see the way she moves. She's run over a bunch of people, but you know, when she really gets moving, it is absolutely life changing. You never see anything like it.
Yeah, same thing happened to me. Yeah, my mother said you are too fat. Eat almond. I eat almond, I dance.
I have to say, I've got a student in one of my classes, Little John, who's doing an amazing job at breakdancing and dropping it low. And that is life-changing as well. It's just amazing to see a student flourish like that.
It's a real inspiration when you see your student really twerking it hard in the genre of dance that they're specializing in.
Yeah.
You are being abducted when you're a child.
that I was abducted as a child. Yes, I was held for ransom for a while, and then no one paid it.
but they let you go.
They let me, well, because they had had enough of me as well.
You're dropping it like it is hot.
I was dropping it so hot. They were just like, this child needs to go out there and teach other hood rats how to grind, which is what I've done. It's how I've,
Hood rats, what? How do you hood a rat?
Oh, those are the young folk from the ghetto. So
I've actually heard that a lot of the Oriental Bay mobster mums,
yes,
have actually turned a real corner as soon as you started teaching them more your dance.
Yes, they turned the corner and saw her there. I saw it this morning.
Yeah, before that, they all just walked in a straight line. So it's been really, it's been pivotal. Yeah. Yeah.
Well, yeah. Oriental Bay is very straight.
It is. But they managed to get past the fisherman's table this time. It's been a really long journey for those mums. And I'm really happy that my breakdancing was able to make the difference for them, you know. Taking my dance to the streets, like what you do.
Yes.
Mercurio,
yes. Esteban, International Law, Comunacha, Olympic Games. See, I have so many favorite dance history moments. And like you guys, I love it when a student finally learns, especially the time when this one student did the most elegant movements when they read this strongly worded letter I wrote to the landlords.
I heard that it was actually just a ransom note.
It was. And I was like, wow, this ransom note involves a mother I don't know.
Was it one of your mums?
That is ringing some bells. I remember one of the other mums going missing recently. So that's...
Yes, I saw many women's weeklies be taken from op shop and cut up into tiny little letters and then put together in an order that makes words.
Yeah, that's amazing. Yeah, that's definitely
ringing.
I've
also taken a few people hostage.
What?
What?
What's that?
What do you mean?
Oh, I just wanted to chip in and just say that I relate.
Yes, because when I got here, I came to New Zealand via hostage situation also. The New Zealand belly took me.
You look familiar.
Yes, you can tell by how mangled my feet are.
You've done very well for yourself.
Yes, I am working myself up to 1 1/4 almond. And then I will be beautiful prima ballerina.
You know, maybe you should try to be more efficient. What about the almond milk?
In Russia, they do not, the almonds we have there do not have others, and I do not think my body will be able to process that.
Oh, I actually do know a little bit about this. You know, on the long weekends, my mother would show me how to actually milk a whole bunch of nuts. It's just... It's quite hard. The teat's really small, but if you really pinch it in the right way, and you can get a little bit of milk out
right.
of it. And it's I've got to say it's good for hemorrhoids.
Yes, that is it. I heard.
Yeah, well, this is a hemorrhoid-free podcast.
Oh, yes. Okay. Well, I do not have hemorrhoid.
I can finally bend over.
Yeah. But we've formed a group called Dancers Against Hemorrhoids as well. So if you're welcome to join. If
right.
You, yeah.
See, I've only got problems with flying away because I am so waif and small. The wind here in Wellington pick me up, fly me home, but they don't make it all the way. I have to swim back every time. It's very unfortunate.
Actually, this is a really good segue, boardroom,
yes.
to talk about our sponsor today,
yes.
Buttwarts Cream.
Yes. Yes, it is. Yes, thank you for the reminder. Yeah, buttwarts cream, use them for your buttwarts. That's there are sponsors. Yeah, the reason there are sponsors is because there's a lot of buttwarts going through the hood right now, and I really want to make a difference for all of my little homies
yes.
in the community that
totally,
need.
I understand.
Yeah. So it's a cause close to my heart.
And your butt.
And it's close to my butt.
Have you ever been one with a buttwart?
I. have been one with a butthort. A butthort?
A butthort. A butthort.
So do you have butt watches?
Do I've got...
Do you have butthort community watches?
Yes. Yeah.
Butthort watches.
Yes, it's on this app right now.
The butthort watch.
It shows you where the nearest butthort is and, oh, there it is. It is 2 meters away.
I'm still suffering, okay? But one day... Through the help of butt wart cream, our sponsors, I'll be better.
I am also suffering. I am suffering from not being in Russia anymore. And I am not floating away on the wind.
I wish I could relate. I've just got so many muscles from lifting up all my Glocks. And so I am just so, so connected to the earth.
I was wondering why you were looking very tough these days.
I'm so tough. I'm ripped. I am ripped from lifting my Glocks and my semi-automatic rifles.
In New Zealand, you have those.
I do. Yeah.
You have those.
No. I've got cardboard cutouts that I've been using as a replacement.
Oh.
Yeah. Just to feel tough and prepared.
I heard that you still got arrested though.
I did get arrested. Yeah.
Mushed about it a little bit.
I did. I mushed my cardboard rifle into a ball and threw it at someone, and that was not cool. And
same,
I had to go and apologize
to me.
To that.
I tried to get this taco, and then whoopsie, there was a gun inside.
I had the same, but with a small Russian doll.
And then you open it inside.
But it was just tiny little
and it's
dolls.
Like, oopsie. Inside the grenade.
The grenade, yes.
Yeah,
and unfortunately, I have not been able to recover from
that. Your tractor was just a tank.
I was just about to say, I can relate. I actually had a tank with a ballistic missile attached to it that we actually used to harvest the turnips for years. My dad actually used to work in the army. And when he came back from war, he actually brought the tank back with him.
You drove home.
We had it on a container ship. We hit it with a whole bunch of tarps and goodwill, and we managed to get it over here.
How do you hide? How do you pardon?
What's that?
You say you kill man?
I'm not sure what you mean.
Okay, how do you hide tank with tarp?
Well, what I've done actually, you know, sometimes my father and I just feel so akin to him. You know, sometimes I feel like I smuggled a tank on the container ship, but I didn't really. You know, when my father sat me down when I was 8 years old, he told me, look, son, the key to smuggling a tank with a ballistic missile is to spray paint the tarp green because it hides in the forest.
Question, how did you smuggle a tank in using goodwill as a disguise?
I have the question.
Can you also, expand on that part?
Can you smuggle me back to Russia with goodwill?
Well, I can, actually. Okay. I'm very sorry for bringing you here in the first place.
I feel very violent.
Yeah, I'm very, very sorry about that. But goodwill is a store. And basically...
Oh, not the emotional concept of goodwill.
Yeah. No, not the concept
not
of goodwill.
Not the act of kindness.
No. I'm not familiar with that.
Robin Williams.
But you bring up an excellent point because our parents always gives us the best advice. My father, he told me when I was little, he was like, son, Mercurio, Angelo, Nostalgia, first class ticket to Embahagia. You are a dancer. You are a prancer. You are all the reindeers in Santa's sleigh. You must possess all of that energy and then you become a superstar. And then he put a Santa elf on me, a hat on me, and an elf. It was, wow, we're trying to mix all these cultures, things. And then he sent me off to Sweden.
You know, what I'm picking up is that your father is Santa Claus.
There have been assumptions. I mean, I may have a fat white beard like him, but the people that tell me is my father, he's a duck. I'm so confused. You may be right.
I heard they also take presents to small children, and if they don't do goodwill throughout the year...
Yes, I make them dance.
Wow.
I ask them to do a plié, and when they're like, what's a plié? Well...
You hit them over the head and beat them to death with gold.
To death, yes. Yes, I do.
Because good can only come... My dance teacher, Olga... Yes. she would tell me, she'd say, unless you are good, you will be beaten to death by a ballet shoe.
As long as they're 18 years old, I will beat them to death because that way it's legal too.
I remember that was one of the best parts about being in the gang was when they made it legal to murder people over 18. I was like, finally, you know, I felt seen by that law. So yeah, and I definitely can relate to that.
And you have been murdered before?
I haven't. I've murdered others before. Okay. Yeah.
That makes sense.
Yeah, I can also relate. There's nothing like a fresh kill. My favorite dance move is probably the tractor tread. I don't know if you've heard of the tractor tread.
No, I do ballet.
Basically, when you run over someone, the blood trail that leaves behind delivers a real good lubricant for when you are dancing on top of their corpse.
With your fat ass.
So it helps interpretive dancing.
It's a bit of an immersive experience because usually when you do it, you have the police coming after you. And when you're running on the blood trail, you know, the tractor tread, I will say, it can really bring people together. You know, when I say together, I mean in prison. Mm. But, you know, as my dad always told me, don't confess.
Yeah. I have to say, a dance move that's my favorite dance move that I think really brings people together is a crump battle. You know, I think a crump battle to the song Crump Clown, it doesn't scream family event, you know, more than that. That's
dance move that brings my family together is the almond shuffle. It means we all, me and my 10 other siblings, we fight for almond in the middle of table to see who wins for biggest almond.
And that's how they all died one by one.
Believe it or not, I am the strongest one there.
I am starting to pick up a theme here. Yes. We're all dancers.
We're murdered
that also
on the
has
dance
murderous
floor.
Tendencies.
I'm not sure what you're talking about.
I will admit, I did get this drafting letter to join the war. Is that why you're here as well?
No.
Yeah, that's exactly why I'm here. Yeah.
I murdered the dance floor. Yeah.
My dad's sending me back.
Yeah.
War.
Yes. Not to prison?
No, I actually just escaped from prison.
Oh.
Nice, nice.
I need to tell you more about me. Okay, I am 7 feet tall. I have red hair, as you can see.
Ronald McDonald, look alike.
That is hurtful. He has big feet. I have very dainty, beautiful feet. I could fit my foot into almond if I tried.
Now, can you still call it red hair if it's just blood covered?
Yes.
Right,
because it is like this 99% of the time. It does not wash out. It is dying, darling.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
But also more about me. I dance on the stage and I murder it. I go home, I put my feet up, I have almond. It's the same almond I started at breakfast.
It's the same almond the whole day.
And you know, you want to know who my inspiration is.
Is it an almond?
No.
Sophie Alex Baxter?
No.
Jacinda Ardern?
No. Yeah.
Is it Judith Snoop Dogg?
No.
Oh, come on.
Oh, no.
Okay, no, all right. I tell you. It is Gwyneth Paltrow. She has nothing to eat and she looks beautiful.
Oh, Goop.
Yeah, Goop.
Did you know recently, quite literally, she is being sued for a hit and run? And I think that's a woman that can kill it on the dance floor.
You're right.
That actually leads us to our next sponsor, Goop. Thank you, Gwyneth Paltrow. I know the court costs are quite a lot, and we appreciate the reach out to sponsor your jalapeno
whip
popper whip, and we're really excited to sponsor your homewares here on our podcast.
I try the vagina almond. You go up and it sit there, and it make you very snatched.
Wow, that's amazing.
Really nice.
Well, that is inspirational. You know, I think this has been a pretty musical and lovely podcast here at 678. Before we close off for the day, does anyone have anything they want to plug?
Yes, I'd like to plug. I have a show. I play Carmen and Carmen Kills Carmen. I play both roles. I die, I brought back to life, and I use marzipan.
Fantastic. No spoilers there.
Okay.
Anyone else?
Yes. I've actually got a new agricultural dance workshop coming up. It's called Blood and Grass. And
Blood and Grass. Lovely.
Grass. Smoking. Yeah. It's going to be a really great workshop. Really encourage everyone to come along. I've killed a man. And I'm really excited just to make sure that everyone comes along to, you know, learn a new genre of dance that they haven't haven't probably, you know, been exposed to before.
I have very flat ass. Is that okay?
What's that?
My very flat ass. Is that okay to come?
Totally fine. Totally fine. I've got blood on my hands, and I promise you that I will not let you down.
And I have my usual weekly dance, Latin dance classes. This Friday night, we are doing the mambo, which is really us just tackling
which one. Which number, mambo?
Mambo number
That's my favorite. Yes. My favorite mambo.
And we're essentially just, you know, when we say mambo, we're just learning how to fold a fitted sheet. Wow. This has been me, Mercurio Contonco. Have a break, have a Kit Kat. Don Alvarez.
Fantastic. And I have been Board Room. We are taking applications for the gang. So if you're interested, come down to the hood.
Do free food for me.
There'll be food for the sign-ups if you make it through the pledging stage of the gang stuff. And this has been 678.
I can't believe that.
I can't believe that. Oh no.
That was a Base Jump Comedy original. It's cooked.
Oh no, we are exposed.
Oh my word.
Oh my
word. We've been exposed.
Oh no.
We found out this is actually a South African.
We are streaming live from Bloemfontein.
From Bloemfontein.
Your head is burned. Yeah.
We've been exposed right now. But they'll never know about our real business.
Sandwiches.
Subway sandwiches.
Oh no. I can't believe you just said that.
Jared Fogle's gonna be so mad.
I love Vocal Blend.